Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brewbuilt X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brewbuilt Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brewbuilt line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brewbuilt X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brewbuilt conicals. You can trust Brewbuilt with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brewbuilt at morebeer.com.
Mix me your 100 grain amber recipe and I'm going to eat it. And then it can ferment in my gut. It totally works. The beer is almost identical to the grain sandwich.
Your colon won't know what hit it.
The home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck. You're listening to
The Session.
Listening to the Brewing Network. Because like beer,
radio shouldn't suck.
Yeah. Is Richard still sitting on the phone?
I don't know.
He might be. A lot of people were calling in. So I had to keep things directed as I could tonight.
I just got to say that hanging out with those guys is probably the best thing that ever happened in my life.
And really?
And actually doing it on the radio. What are you laughing at, you little son of a bitch?
The fact that...
I'm laughing at you.
That hopefully your wife doesn't hear that statement.
No, of course she won't.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Will she?
Nah, go on.
But no, awesome people, awesome, like, hanging out with them in human, like, you know, like...
In person. Outside of the... You mean outside of this new...
Talking to them on the phone, it was just like, fuck, I felt like being there. Yeah. I felt like I should have flown over there and been like...
And knowing that they're staying up with us till 4 in the morning, too.
Well, awesome people.
I'll tell you what, I think that people might... kind of gloss over it, and I think we've gotten a lot of cool people in here over the last couple of years. But when I say, in my post of what the upcoming show is, when I say to you, you are never going to have these people in your living room.
Yeah,
I really mean it. Like, I look at it that way.
But it turns out that you
just
probably
like Roger's saying it. I mean, well,
because you just started a second show.
Maybe me, but. For example, like most of the beer lovers out there who are going to taste this beer are never going to have these people in their living room. And I love that we get to do that. How awesome is it? So for you to say that too, where you kind of agree, like you got to hang out with these people and then sort of sitting on the phone with them here, you're kind of feeling it. You're like, I'm hanging out with these people again. Yeah. That's why I love, I'll tell you what, Doc, that's why we started this thing. That's why I love this show. Because we get to hang out. We get to hang out with these people. It's not just that we get to do this thing.
Amen, brother.
We're hanging out with these people. Yeah. Right?
It's a and fucking community, cool man.
Yeah,
I mean,
dig that.
I gotta thank...
they're very cool.
Roger a lot because...
No, shut the fuck up, man. I gotta thank you more than anyone else.
You guys should fight.
No, seriously.
No, damn it, you.
On the pole.
No, Sean was actually the one that hooked it up. You know, it's like, you know, oh, yeah, I know everybody.
Hands down.
And, like, we got to do this. You got to do this.
Down.
You
got
to do that.
Yeah.
But Roger brought... both supposed to fly out and be out at Zythos, and it didn't happen.
Changed.
But
you know, Roger brought, what, 5 of my beers over just to give to Urbane and Carlo for them to try, and then they brought some beers back, and the Dark Horse, or I'm sorry, the Dirty Horse is sitting there that will be open. And also the Panapot Reserva is thanks to Roger for bringing that back, and also I want to give a quick shout out to Nate Simpson's from Eugene, he actually hooked me up with a Panapot. So
okay,
really made it nice because
well, I thank everybody
it's very
who
hard to find these beers.
Gave us beer. So that's what's important.
Yes.
Really. I want to thank people who thank people. Because I think it's really important to say thank you.
Let's just hug and get it over with.
When you expel air out of your lungs and it goes through your trachea area
and it vibrates
and it makes the words thank you, it makes me feel very special.
Did anyone ask the bald man to speak?
Hey,
which one are we talking about?
Yeah. Man.
There's you three. Have more hair than, I have more hair than
we
you
got,
do right
we
now.
We got Doc, we got Roger, we got Schumann. Hey. There's four, actually. We got JP. There's a lot of bald people in the room.
Yeah.
You know? No, Pax has a full head hair. I think that Richards might still be on the phone. He has a question for Paxton about his beer. And
okay.
Before we do that, I just want to say, awesome to have you guys. Carlo, Urban, Chris, thank you.
Yes, very much.
Richards, are you still there?
I'm still fucking here.
This poor son of a bitch, I don't even know what time he got logged onto this telephone, but it's been a long time. Thanks for hanging in
probably
there,
like
man.
You're
a
trooper. Ago, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. You know how it goes.
Nice job, guys. That was a hell of a fucking show.
Cool.
Glad you. Is.
Props
that's what we shoot for.
For helping you guys pull it together, man.
Yeah, Pax hey, rocked it. I'm glad you liked it.
I was on Paxton's website and I saw the recipe that him and Urbane put together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about brewing this up.
You should. It's a really fun beer.
Well, don't.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah.
This might change how you look at beer. I'm sorry. I don't take any responsibility.
So what's your question about it?
My question is, it was just a simple like recipe adjustment question. Basically, I was going to see if I could do this with like some Belgian Pilsner malt instead of the pale malt, you know, if that would make a major difference.
Of course you can.
Of course you can, and that's actually what's kind of neat about my whole conversation with Urban about this whole recipe is that we were going back and forth on all different kinds of ideas. And, you know, feel free for all you listeners, and not just you, Richard, that when you go out and if you choose to brew this beer, you know, take your own twist on it and take your own experimentation on it, because that's what's kind of neat about any beer, you know, so...
Right, yeah.
I want to thank you for asking me that question.
I did a Trappist swap with you with the Burgundian Babelville guys. Was it last year?
Oh, that's before? You, Richard? Oh, okay, cool. Right on.
Yeah, so I got to try one of your beers before. I was pretty blown away by it.
Well, thank you.
But, now,
yeah, well, yours and Scott Jackson's beer, that was amazing.
My question for you swaps. Is, even though Pax is telling you you can change it, I'm going to tell you right now this beer was really good. So why would you change it? Tell me why you want to do it.
Because of the malt prices. I got 55-pound sack of Dingman Belgian Pilsner sitting on my, you know, in my house, and I need to use it up. So
use it, man.
Thinking, yeah, well, what the hell?
I
try it with the Pilsner malt, but...
It won't be bad, I'll tell you that.
Do all those dirty whores, is that going to make for another stripper pole show?
Oh, I think you're on to something.
Good idea.
Doc, what do you think? Are we going to have another stripper pole show?
I'll watch.
Yeah, I'll watch. Yeah.
What's in the case? Does that mean 12 dirty whores?
It's a 1.5 liter bottle of Dirty Horse, which that Roger was a Sherpa of beer Sherpas... I can't wait to open it up.
My friend hit
Yonder
this beer
Customs was a pain
in his ass.
Yeah.
You don't want too many dirty
your ass, or
why don't you get that one up your rectum?
I already had my pants down when I went through.
Hey-o.
Hey now.
Yeah. Hey, I'll keep it short, guys, because I know there's probably some other drunken assholes that are probably wondering.
Well, thanks, Richard, for hanging out.
No,
so
we're
long.
All in the studio. What are you talking about?
Cool, brother. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Yeah, talk to you later.
Right. Take care, huh?
And it looks like we got Grodd on the line, who's one of our Australian listeners, speaking of the whites. Oh, he just hung up. He was there, and then he hung up.
Okay, bye-bye.
He was awake for so long.
I had you, brother. I had you right there, man.
And by the nutsack.
Lost your chance. Yeah.
Like by one single
dude, that's
pube.
That's disgusting.
I don't even know where to go. I so want to end this program and go smoke a hookah, but we have so much to cover still, too.
All these people were sitting in the
sorry,
chat
Justin,
room.
Sorry, Justin. I'll only do
what,
this
what, just waiting for calls?
They kept calling
fire
in.
Up the answer.
They kept calling in, and then they kept messaging me, why won't you pick up the phone? Okay, and I pick up the phone. Why can't we get on? Tell these guys to shut up. We need to get on, and we need a drunk of the week. For 2 hours. And then now they're not calling in. Oh, we finally got a caller.
Are they that drunk that they passed out?
Hey, Grodd, what's happening, my brother? You there?
I just want to see my Skype's working.
You're a son of a bitch. I hate you guys.
Thank you, John.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Your Skype's working fine, Grodd. It's working fantastic. Glad I could help. I guess that was it.
And good night.
Hey, go see my boy Chris White while he's out there. He's got some homebrew events going on, so check him out, man.
Hey, have you guys talked about In Bruges, the movie?
No.
No, we haven't.
Is it? What's
have
it rated?
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, but I'm actually on.
In Bruges is actually a movie about. No, I think it's R.
Yeah, it's.
Are there breasts?
Mind? Gutter? Get it out.
Breasts or not?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
But I was actually there when it. I was in actually Bruges when they were filming it.
No shit.
Yeah, and they had like this little guy.
So far, it's a really good story.
I was in Bruges, but it wasn't that time.
Yeah. All right, pants are coming down.
That's it. JPC in my ass.
Oh, it's a full moon.
All right.
So they we were staying at this hotel where this little guy was staying, and my wife Claudia got scared.
Uh huh.
She got like very the scared. Guys.
Apparently she's scared of the little
guy. Nah, that didn't work as well as I was hoping.
Seldom does.
What were you hoping for?
Where are those crickets?
Yeah. But you got to go see In Bruges, just because it's all about Belgium and, like, you know, Bruges, which is like...
You see Roger in the background.
And it's actually at the Parkway right now in El Cerrito.
Oh, I like the Parkway.
In El Cerrito?
Yeah. Isn't that where you can have pizza and shit? Pizza and beer while you watch the movie?
But the one in El Cerrito is new.
Yeah, you're talking about the one in Oakland, Jay.
Oh.
Well, they're both the same. Both same.
You can do the same thing?
Yeah.
You can still have
pizza.
Well,
I've never been to the new one, so I can't really.
I've only been to the one. My friend's brother got hospitalized. He got mugged by two black dudes outside of the theater once.
Why do they have to be black dudes?
Because they were.
I'm not
guessing.
No, that's a good answer.
They actually were.
Well, that
was a good answer. I'm just asking.
They got $2.50 from this kid and broke his jaw.
Oh.
Yeah, so
you were from Pacheco.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah,
well, Doc, I'm looking into the future right now.
Ooh.
And the future says me, you, and Roger getting fucked up after this show.
Ooh.
Oh, the crystal ball.
Yeah.
What about me?
Dude,
what? Well, you have to go home to a baby.
She's 8 months. She's not really a baby anymore. She's like crawling. She's
okay,
like,
well then me,
the
you,
and you know what? The funny thing is, she's as big as my 7-year-old.
She was walking around the bar of Marine Company 2 days ago.
I'd like to say that our producer Shat would be doing the same thing, but that fucking asswipe is asleep already. And I'm going to tell you what, and this isn't a bit. I'm pissed off that my producer, not only did he not do shit today, but he... What if I needed something? What if some... By the way, I promised the listeners at the beginning of the program a crazy bitch update, and we're not going to get that, are we? I mean... Well,
we might, because he's in there sleeping.
Oh, that's true. Maybe we'll get a live crazy
bitch. Is there
bitch
a webcam?
Yeah. Live webcam.
I got Icky on the line. Ooh. Icky, what's happening, man?
Ixter.
We haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on?
What's happening? It's been a little while.
All right, cut him off.
Yeah, what's the word, Icky?
You're way too excited.
Hey, I got
calm
some
down.
Good news for you. Are you guys going to Cincinnati this year?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, looking good. The fuck's in Cincinnati?
The American Homebrewers Conference, Roger.
Oh, sorry. Going to San Diego. Sorry.
Oh, you craft brewer, you. There.
All right, go ahead, Icky.
Hey, I'm giving a talk on Berliner Weiss out there this year.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, Gary Glass was wondering what he could put down for my credentials, so I was going to just put out my BN rank there, but I didn't really know what it was. I was hoping it was like Able Seaman or something.
Seaman.
Dude, that's disgusting.
Like, you know, chief medical officer.
I'll
he
tell
has
you
a medicinal
what.
Cousin.
No, if Gary Glass will let you put down Able Seaman, then Able Seaman on the Brewing Network, then that is your rank, absolutely. Because if that ends up in the brochure, whatever the fuck it is, of the conference, I would love it. And by the way, it should be your full name with Icky in quotations in between your first and last names.
Like,
you see what I'm saying?
A.K.A. Able Seaman Icky.
Dr. Scott is about to take some of that stout.
Like, whatever,
he's drinking the stout.
Whatever
he's drinking the stout with the egg.
Oh, that's been sitting there for a while. Whatever you have to do to get both Icky and Able Seaman involved in the print. I want it in print, then yes.
Able Icky Seaman.
Probably scratching my name off the roster as we speak.
I'll call Gary.
I'll see what I can do.
I'll call Gary tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Icky.
Take care of this.
Email me. So I want to talk to you about Belinear Vites. I just brewed one actually on Friday.
Paxton, we're trying to have a conversation about Abel Seaman here. Don't get all fucking serious for a second. We've been serious for 4.5 hours.
Paxton, you...
We're trying to go Abel Seaman on his ass.
You had the floor for 5 hours.
4.5.
You can be quiet for 10
you can
minutes.
Count, can't you?
What are you thinking?
Sean, I'd love to talk Berliner with you.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, great. Okay.
You two can hold fucking hands and
just
talk
call him
Berliner,
John.
Okay?
Next on Matchmakers. Hey, someone in the forum or someone in the chat room had a good idea.
Yeah.
Someone needs to go start scratching outside of Chad's window right now. Like in the cover of dark, like with a hoodie, yeah. Like with a hood over,
hey,
and just
Schumann,
see if he opens
like
the window.
Costume?
Schumann, just
have Roger do it.
Shoot, just put a couple balloons in your shirt and crawl in the window, man.
Consider it's got to be Roger since he still has the beard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And then someone needs to go take
pictures. What
the fuck
does that
mean?
Yeah. Sasquatch.
This is woman who
well,
looks like Sasquatch.
All right, I'll tell you what, Icky, because we know you like it. If you want to give him an official title or something, give him, I don't care, give him whatever. But I would much prefer it if it was Abel Seaman. And
I thought you might like that.
And if he says, shoot me an email if he says that doesn't sound good, and I'll call Gary myself and see
yeah,
what...
I mean, private, first class, whatever. I guess,
private Seaman.
Look at how much more of a credential is private first class in the BN Army than Abel Seaman. I mean, really, either one it's not gonna, doesn't make you sound very good if you think about it.
Yeah, well, I figure I had two kids, my Seaman was able enough.
Who did you blow to get this gig anyway?
How'd you get this number?
We don't need 800 number?
They
I mean, what
been,
the fuck?
They must have been hurting for technical talks this year.
I guess so. They must not have known Doc was going to be there. He makes a great wit. Not that you don't. That's not my point.
I don't. I've never made a wit.
Yeah, it's a Berliner Weiss.
So let's go back to the whole wit thing. Would you use certain different yeasts that
Roger, that portion of the show is over.
Yeah. This is the meltdown now, man. We can't...
Would you use that type of, like,
go ahead.
Bacteria?
What could you do, Doc? Go ahead.
That wild yeast?
Homebrewing?
Oh, yeah. I want to. That's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. I'm going to be experimenting.
JP just left. He's like, "Fuck it."
You've changed your whole
thank
concept.
God.
I'm out
God,
of
that's
here.
All it took was
what
one question.
About? Hey, you shut
your
face.
Oh, he's walked right out.
He's getting a West Veleteren 6 out for us.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
All right,
hey, that's mine, bitch.
I got to clear right. The line. Thanks,
I'll
brother.
Take that. That's my roadie.
Let it.
We'll talk soon.
I don't want to open it. Just kidding.
Oh, okay. You don't want to open this?
No, this is like the plug.
But no, the original question still stands. Would you make a wit with something like, you know, with a sour tang?
I don't know if I should give this to anyone.
Oh, I see. So we're back
yeah,
to
yeah, probably. I would probably experiment a little bit more with it.
But you as a home brewer would bring in like Pediococcus or Lactobacillus?
I think no is the general answer to your question. If someone's making a wit, I think the real answer is no. However, I don't care. I'm giving you a real answer. Doc's high as a kite right now. He doesn't know what the hell
what is this?
But however,
oh, it looks.
After this conversation, now the answer is yes. After we've talked to Urban and these guys and they're doing this open primary. But it sounds to me like you're saying, would you even think to do like this crazy wild yeast with a Belgian wit? I think most people would say no, wouldn't they?
But you know, unlike you, I don't have to sell it.
Yeah,
I only have to enjoy it.
Yeah, but would you bring a wild strain into your brewery?
If I was, I'm gonna start a lambic run pretty soon. If I'm already doing that...
Are we brewing together, Doc?
Yeah. I'm putting the kibosh on serious conversation, okay? I'm cutting you guys off.
Oh, still.
Listen.
Okay, fine.
This isn't going to happen.
How did we get fucked on this?
Because nobody cares right now. It's late in the show. It's five hours into it.
I got none.
Look at my ass.
You got some. And
this is 5 hours of good brewing knowledge.
Apex Brew, you're on the line. What's happening, man?
I got none. And Roger,
I'll tell you what,
I got none of that Rodenbach, Doc, so there you go.
This has been a great show, and I can't...
Okay.
I can look forward to listening to it tomorrow on Archive.
But wow, what a long show, and I'm long since hammered.
Yeah, this is what happens. This
You're
is
hammered?
Why I had the hard time even keeping him on for that last segment, because not that we wouldn't get more info, but I know how it goes as a listener, man. You're kind of well into it, and you're like, fuck, this is great stuff, but I can't. You can only absorb so much, you know. Like, there's a reason that that when you go to university, classes are only an hour long. Because longer than that,
your
attention span,
you're gone. So,
but
archive listener, hopefully you have split this program into like 5 days of listening. And live listeners, I commend you. If you are still with us, man, wow.
You get an extra, like, little slap.
Well, I've been planning this since about Friday. I tried to call in for some meat, but I shipped my wife off about 1,000 miles away via airplane.
Dude, what?
And
good
I've
on
been
you.
Drinking since Friday afternoon.
So she left?
And this was supposed to be my big drunk of the week weekend, and I peaked about, I guess, probably 10 o'clock my time, which is like 7 o'clock your time.
Oh,
and I've been
shit.
Going down since.
You've been on the downstroke for a while.
AM or PM?
Yeah, I had a good selection, and I've hammered through all of it, and I'm down to the crap left in the back of my fridge now.
Hey, you keep going, man. You stay strong, and you keep going.
You can bring it
my
alive
wife's actually
again.
Out there in California with you guys in Southern Cal in San Diego right now.
She's on our time.
Visiting in France, so I'm a bachelor for the next 10 days.
Where are you at?
Where are you at?
I'm in Tennessee.
Tennessee, all right.
You couldn't tell by the accent?
And to give us an idea of what you've been drinking.
Let's see. I started with some Ellie's Brown Avery.
Oh, very good.
And I tried some Sweaty Betty.
Since the wife,
I thought your wife left.
Oh wait!
Since the wife left, went into the sweaty.
Where's Sweaty Betty from? What's that?
Sweaty Betty with a one big titty.
Oh crap! I'd have to go look in the trash can to see where the Sweaty Betty's from.
Okay, that's
oh.
All right.
Never mind.
It's where it belongs.
Went to some Old Rasputin.
Uh huh.
Imperial IPA. Had some Mendocino Brewing Imperial IPA.
No comment.
90-minute IPA from Dogfish Head.
Thought you were drinking.
Two home brews off the kegerator. And
did
a couple
you use
of
a
more.
Glass?
All right.
I just had a big old tube.
Tube.
Put a big old tube on that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and giving us the rundown. And this is your first time listening live?
I've listened live once or twice, first time I've ever called in. I usually try to catch everything on archive, and usually there's too much going on at the house to listen live a lot. But since I shipped the wife out, this was the big live show.
First drunken live.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a pretty big show, too.
Yeah, hey, good choice, man. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Cool.
Take care. Drink some water, because tomorrow's going to be rough, all right? And have a big glass of water.
Don't have to be to work till 4 p.m.
No, so. Oh, you're in good shape, dude. Don't worry about it.
Sleep till 3.
All right, my brother. Later.
Thanks.
All right. 888-401-BEER. What was all the fucking lip syncing to me you guys are doing? That Chad was awake for a second or something?
Chad's awake and he's wandering in the kitchen.
Yeah. Is he still there? I say,
it's like a bear looking for honey.
Just looking for crazy bitch honey.
Just fair.
You know what's amazing? There's two Schumanns here.
I bet if you, I know the
there
other,
were three at one
there
point.
There was three Schumanns.
Yeah, we
here.
Had three Schumanns here this weekend.
So that's a
we had
the
trifecta. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
That's a fucking nightmare.
We had the
you know
trifecta,
what, Roger,
John.
That is the truest thing you've said all night long. I'll tell you right now. You have no idea.
A nightmare?
How true.
Dude.
How nightmare.
I don't know if I've ever told this story. But Schumann at the Denver airport, not Orport, but airport,
yeah,
was like insane. The dude,
I know. We told it on the air based on your. You actually gave me the story, and that was how I based my recollection of it on the air.
Dude was drinking a beer.
Yeah, chugging
past
fucking slammed. Yeah,
yes.
It's like what?
One of
the fuck is going on here?
Gotta finish.
Why?
It up.
Who is that guy?
Now, one of the listeners gave me a beer, put it in my backpack. I was in airport security.
Yeah.
Didn't realize I had a beer in my backpack until I got to the very front, and then I had to empty all my liquid, so I decided to chug it.
But the awesome thing was, is like I'm in line of this line from Denver, which is line from hell.
It
like,
is. It's nasty there.
2 hours.
And it was awful.
And who was
hour
that? And a half.
And who was that beer for, by the way? Schumann, you dick.
Hey, you know what? It was either going to get thrown in the garbage or put in someone's belly.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying.
Back off, JP.
Look, shut up, everybody.
Well, you're just you're.
We're
kinda,
all shutting up. What do you? What's your point?
Did
you
say
I'm having a point? I'm not screaming at anybody.
Yeah. Who's this guy? Freaking
feeling.
How do you pronounce that?
You did a good
anyways.
Job.
I've that's never seen anyone freaking? Pass security drinking a 22 feeling. Ounce.
So were people screaming? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, people were coughing. For
right. Well, I. You
know, I got a lot to get to, guys.
I went.
Hang in there.
Yay.
I got first-time listener, first-time live listener, Freakin'.
I think
that's
pretty accurate this time now, too. Yeah. I might fuck it up.
Hey, Freakin', what's happening?
Hey, not a whole hell of a lot.
Where are you calling from?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
All right. And is this your first time tuned in live?
Baton Rouge.
Not first time tuned in live. I caught the last show a little bit, but I was a little late in, and yeah. But yeah, I mean, I've been catching up on the archives and doing all that fun stuff. So.
All right, hang on. Let me put you on hold for 1 second. Just hang in there for 1 second.
No.
Here it comes.
JP, dude, what the fuck happens between the time that you answer the phone and the time that I put them on the phone?
Both of these jerks have said this is their first time listening live. This guy, okay. I remember specifically right. saying...
Let's do a little role-playing. Okay. I'm going to be a caller, and you're going to answer the phone as if you... As if, answer the phone for me like you do when somebody calls.
Oh, come on.
No,
so who the hell are you?
I want this to go exactly like it happens when the phone rings. I got to know how this goes, all right? This is my job here. It's my livelihood.
Awkward.
All right. Ring, there's the ring.
Hi, this is JP.
Yay!
Do you have any questions?
Yay!
Calling network. Are you a first-time caller?
What's that name?
What? Safety first, ice cream later.
I'm in the drinking. Okay.
Okay. Wait. What's your name?
All right, everybody.
What's your name?
Let's try again. Can I get a ring?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
And then JP does what?
Hi, Chad. How you doing?
And then
he's up. He moves.
Wow.
Safety first.
I say, Bruno.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name's JP.
JP's my hero.
This is never going to work.
Between Paxton deep-throating the mic and Roger screaming, I can't do this. I can't be serious.
The pressure.
Well, maybe you can just get that mic out your fucking mouth.
What I'm trying to clear up is it's not the listener's job to get out all the information. It's
no,
your
agree.
Job to get all the information
I
out
agree.
Of the listener.
Thank you very much.
Yay, my name's JP.
You have been confused with Chad. No, I swear to God.
I just wonder if you saw
this guy post this is his first live show.
It did really
but when you spoke to him,
I just put him on because he's been trying to call all fucking night. So I just put him on.
Okay, so
and that's what I'm doing with these guys is I'm just putting them on.
You can't do that. If you're gonna give me notes, you gotta give me real notes. Now JP's angry because he has to do his job.
Okay. No, that's not even it.
Hey, you turned me off.
I did turn you off because you guys are going crazy over there.
That was them. Damn it.
You're just part of the same module, Doc. I apologize. I'll turn you back on.
You got called a module.
that was not me. All right. Let's let JP do his job.
Okay. I don't want to. You do it, Doc.
Put the caller back on.
Should I put him back on hold? And let JP get all the proper information?
I want to switch places with Doc. I want to get questions and beer, and Doc should sit in the corner.
Look,
here
that's
talk.
Not Doc. It's not Doc's
job. I want to do that.
No, I signed on just to show up and be cute. That's it.
Well, half of that.
One out of two.
All right, fine.
Hey,
what's happening?
JP, for the love of God, man.
Oh, he just. No, I think I still have him.
Yeah, you just got railroaded.
Oh, damn it.
No
yeah,
reason,
I'm the only
man.
One that can hang up on him, JP. Sorry, dude.
Oh. All right, my name
no, he's, no, it sounds
he's
like he's sticking up for you.
No real
he is. He's sticking up for
no.
JP.
Yeah.
No, he's saying that I was railing you for no reason.
I am.
Did he interrogate you properly?
Well, he hadn't interrogated me properly, per se, but it's one of those where this is the first full show I've been able to catch and be... First live show I caught was last week, no. man.
Hey, turn the volume down in the background, would you?
Okay, yeah, I'll nail it down.
I'll rail you while I'm at it.
Whoa,
there we go. It's down all the way to zero.
Shut him up.
It's one of those days. I was pissed off earlier
for
today,
show?
Too.
Fuck you.
I was hating the whole world.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Yeah, now it's coming back at the end. Okay, my brother, what can I do for you?
Well, you can't do a lot for me. I was just calling in to say that you guys are doing a great job, and I've been catching up on archives. But, man, then you railed JP on the whole, this isn't my first show. It's the first full show I've caught.
It was, after all, your fault.
Yeah. Thank you, Dad. I appreciate it.
I'm just trying to make... Listen, everyone's got... If everyone doesn't pull their weight around here, you listeners are going to be the ones that suffer, okay? And I know that you don't like to hear
realize,
it.
But
I know you don't like to hear it, but somebody's got to crack the whip, all right? If you'd all prefer me to do it off the air, then
somebody's got
to
bleed.
Then that's fine. But I think that maybe everyone would like to know how it goes.
Yeah, but you're beating the whipping boy, man. Holy hell.
Well, if JP's not the whipping boy, what is he?
He's the redheaded stepchild.
Come on, he's on lunch meat. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Let's but hey, yeah, man, I was just
Hello?
Going to say, you know.
Can you hear me now?
You guys are doing a great job. And
can you hear me? Anyone?
So, yeah.
Would you like to praise JP and tell him what a good job he's doing?
Yeah, please.
Oh, would I like to praise him and do him?
Yeah.
Tell him what
a good
job
he's
doing?
You're
oh, sure, JP, you're doing fine.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what? You know what?
Weak.
I'm going to put your call on the feelings calendar. Not as a hurt feeling,
but,
as
good
a
way?
Positive
feelings.
One. Yeah.
It's going on the positive.
The only
Nothing
positive
more
one.
Than
I don't know if you can put it up there.
Feeling.
I got a feeling. That
more than.
My feeling is that the feelings calendar today is going to be real fucking full, by the way.
I think it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
All right. All right. Well, thank you for calling in as your first complete show. Let's add
well,
the qualifier.
Yeah, I work weekends, so I really can't catch it. I get off at
it's
7.
It's on Sunday.
So, yeah.
Look, I'm not pissing on your schedule. I'm just
or
saying.
Your job. Or your priorities.
I'm just saying
or your
things,
life.
Man. Everyone's so defensive tonight.
What is that supposed to mean?
Very defensive, everybody.
Don't you wish those guys were still up?
Yeah, can I call? All right, I'm calling back the Belgians. They were a lot more relaxed
I'm sorry,
than the rest of them.
Yeah, well, hey, dude, I can't. I enjoyed the show and had a couple session lagers, maybe
right.
5 or 6 of them, and, you know,
cool.
Moved on to my home brew, had a really crappy IPA and a porter, and then, yeah, I've moved on to Jim Beam and Cola from that.
Oh, bring it strong! There
he
you
is
go.
Bringing
I mean,
strong.
5 hours of a show is one of those where I'm like, wow. I wasn't really planning on this, but, yeah.
Yeah, you locked into a good one, didn't you?
All right.
I'm going to lose a
yeah,
live
I
if
did.
It kills me.
Freakin's in line for Drunk of the Week, even though he wasn't calling for that. I'm putting him in line for it. That lineup sounded good, plus he's a lot of fun. So you're in line for Drunk of the Week, and fuck it, so's JP.
Well, yeah, okay, but I wasn't aiming for it, man.
Nose right
there were a couple
now?
Of folks in there that were going for it. So.
All right, that's enough.
Thank
drunken,
God.
Drunken rambling.
Thanks so saith the shepherd. So saith the flock.
The world's a safer place.
Grodd's back. Grodd, like, what can I do for you? Your Skype's
Jesus
working fine, okay?
Skype's crap. What the fuck's wrong with this thing?
Dude's pissed.
Hey, Grodd,
dude's pissed.
I think there's an issue between the seat and the keyboard. You might want to check that out.
Think boxers.
Getting another call, too.
You know what? Use both hands.
I don't think it was like so much pro Skype.
And now it looks like I have ZZ on the line. ZZ.
Who is this?
The fuck?
Yes.
ZZ, are you there?
Hey, what's up, man?
Bueller?
All right.
Bueller?
What am I going to do? And everybody's testing.
Anyone?
It.
Anyone?
Is this another one of those Skype test nights going on? It just drives me crazy.
Where's Bud?
Doc, do you want to do like feedback and all that shit?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I like the music.
It's 10:30.
I like the music.
Are you kidding me?
It's 10:30 right now.
It's 10:30.
No, it's. I don't live on the East Coast.
I saw the goddamn thing. I'm gonna give a plug, Paxton.
Oh, sit down.
Jesus.
Can we get a beer for this plug,
Justin?
Yeah.
It's not 1:30 where I live.
Oh man!
Let's just do. I like the music,
and we need to.
You can't play the music without doing the feedback.
We need an anniversary show update.
Oh, Jesus!
And we need a crazy bitch update.
No, fuck the crazy bitch update, and fuck Shat. Go back to sleep, Shat.
Fuck
you.
Yeah, Chet, you screw everything up. It's so horrible.
Very bad things.
Obscenities.
Obscenities.
Snakes.
Very bad things.
Snakes on the studio.
Milo, what's up, player? Hang on a second.
Oh my god!
You've got mail.
Kick ass.
I don't think I can go through with this.
Oh, I like it.
It's getting better.
It's not the same when it's not when you're not fresh, but I like it.
Who does radio for 5.5 hours?
We do.
Who does that?
Howard Somebody Stern. That gets paid for it.
The non-douche.
Yeah, exactly.
Podcast?
Somebody who gets paid for it.
Because it's in their contract. We have no contract. I have no contract. Anybody here got a contract? I don't have a contract.
I got a contract.
No, I'm not bitching about it now.
Can I speed read it all?
You speed read it anyway. I read over your shoulder and you skip half of it.
Are we still in the air?
So I get to the good stuff. Justin, this is the part where I actually call you a no-talent ass clown. However, the show with Jay-Z and the competition info was a class act. Wish I had something to bust your balls over, but I don't. Keep the standard high. Great show. But I'll be watching you. I'm making a great deal with my eyes where I point at the fingers and then I point at your eyes, so I'm watching you. That's from Anger JP. Next, just wanted to let you know that I just recently purchased my AHA membership through this BN and how simple and painless the process was. Not only did I get to renew my membership, but hopefully you all get a bone thrown your way as well. The process was simple, even if you're drunk of the week, and took a matter of minutes. Thanks for offering this through the BN. That's from Rich.
What a very
nice
email.
I was at the Fairfax Brew Fest last weekend, and among some very good beers, there was some awesome cider company. It's getting to be summertime, so I thought maybe another cider show would be in order. Also, I started my donation today, and I'm ashamed to say I've been a listener since before we started on the FM show. Hopefully, I can make up for it because you guys do absolutely great content. Keep it up, Corporal Brady, San Francisco Division.
We need more shows inside.
I was just listening to the archive 3908 and heard that great song. Can you please post it as a separate MP3 on the forum? Keep up the great work. That was the Shat Stevens song they were referring to.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That they really like. This one's too long. I'm not going to read it.
Could you send me?
Can't think of anything to say. I've been drinking, so I'll say it. I'm one of the people driving around with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, douchebag. Other than that, love the show. I just got in a homebrew club, and it sounds like they haven't heard of the show, so I'll wear my shirt and introduce them. Just leave the politics out of the show, and I mean lunch meat. Some of us actually know what's going on in the world and could care less if the other two assholes want to give free Advil. That's from James Brewer.
What?
I don't know. Fuck that guy.
First of all, he brings up Ron Paul. Then he tries to control the unicorn and the rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you go donate to Ron Paul again?
Hey there, sons of bitches. Just wanted to write and say that I want to be the first to know when the Shat Stevens album drops. I laughed my ass off last week. I obviously can't see what goes on there in the rat pad, but I have this weird feeling that Shat was wearing a cardigan while he was singing and that it really came through in the feel of the song. If he wasn't wearing one, let me know, and I'll send him one that I picked up at the Shopko in 7th grade, which is apparently a...
inside joke.
Yeah. And what the hell
Midwest Walmart.
What the hell was up with the phone? I was trying to call in from the time Shat was serenading us until the end of the show, but it was busy. We're not rich fuckass. We only have one line. You guys missed out on a true drunk night, man. I think it carried over into the Jamil show Monday, et cetera, et cetera. That's from Britchards, who we did speak to tonight. I got one line. I mean, what do you want from me? I can only take one call at a time, and sometimes we put people on hold. Justin, Doc, JP, Bevo, and the rest, I love the new show intro. It actually gets me pumped up for the show. Is that weird? When I first heard it a couple weeks ago, I was angry that you changed it and didn't like the new one. That changed quickly, and now I love it. My favorite part, other than the music, is Bevo laughing and snorting hysterically during the Bevo Drunk of the Week show. Thanks for all the good brewing information. Great entertainment. That's from Steve. And that's it. What's your feedback?
Did he write Invertainment?
Infertainment. Yes.
Okay. Infertilitytainment.
All right, so...
sorry.
I think that's it, huh?
Geisbeer brought up a good point.
All those Belgian beers fucking you up, huh, Reg?
That last guy. He goes, if he knows what's going on in the world, why is he a Ron Paul supporter?
That is a good point.
I thought that was funny.
That simple.
Yeah.
And you have a phone call, first-time caller.
Oh, jeez.
Again? It's weird. I don't know how it happened.
Get a lot of those.
I mean, yeah. He's not a first-time caller.
That was the joke.
You're such an asswipe. Hey, what's up, brother? How are you?
What's up, man?
What's the word?
Thunderbird.
Yeah, how long have you been listening? Is this your first time?
Guys, they're way too sober.
Yeah. So you calling for Drunk of the Week?
Yeah, I try. You know, I try every Sunday, but this week I've just, you know, so many hours I've gone overboard. I drank a bunch. Now I'm drunk.
It can happen.
All right.
I was building up a big belch for you. I was drinking these Saisons, but I, you know,
you know, he took so long with that feedback, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But you can.
I hear you. That's a good point.
You have saison.
It did take a while. You're right. So what have you been drinking? Like, how much have you had?
I've been drinking some Cantillon.
Cantillon.
In front of me is Cantillon right now. I drank about a gallon of homebrew before I got on online.
Yeah.
I signed on about an hour and a half into it, and I thought you guys would be well into the meltdown.
All right, sweet. Fuck it. Milo wins. Drunk of the week, everybody.
All right. Woo-woo! Woo-woo!
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Milo's drunk of the week.
All right, we got to go to, what are we doing, producer Chad? Zymergist? Are we doing Crazy Bitch? What are we doing?
Ah, oh, Jesus. You know what? The Crazy Bitch update can wait, not only because Chat checked out on me, but because...
I think he went and did Crazy Bitch.
Unless he was nailing Crazy Bitch.
You know, I thought I smelled rotting fish.
He wasn't. Okay, so unless he was nailing Crazy Bitch, then that can wait until next week because it's not an extremely important update. So tune in next week for the update on that. In fact, maybe we'll have a updated update. Do you want to? Are we going to talk about this?
I don't know. You know what? Oh, look, another first time caller.
Man, do I want to go?
Brewing Network. This is JP. How may I help you?
Let's just listen in on JP's conversations with the callers. Let's see how he does.
Oh, you're a podcast listener. Great. And this is your first time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fantastic.
JP's first time, too.
Hold on a second, please, while we connect you to the live program.
So what
see?
About...
That's pretty good.
No, what about where are you from? Because I could have that on my screen. That way I can go, hey, it's Paul from Minnesota. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Paul.
And
Paul.
You see what I mean? You really gotta get the info out of these guys. You know, you can't let them conduct the interrogation.
Could eke it out of them, yeah, slowly.
Oh, but. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Maybe the Brewing Network needs a better training program, Justin.
For both producers and call screeners?
Yeah, and on-air talent, I think, too.
Okay, Paxton, you're now in charge of my producer program. You are going to train all of my producers.
What? Get real close to that mic, Sean. Come on, do it.
Gonna make him produce.
Don't want to be hired for.
And
I did forget to ask what he wanted.
And Doc,
next week, it's the truth.
I would like you to train our call screeners. You know why? Because you have asshole secretaries that you've had to go through the same thing with.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you'll be... so now I've just delegated that information. Paxton, if you'd please instruct Chad on how not to go to sleep in the middle of the program. Is that part of your training program, or were you going to leave that out?
Chad, can you do us a favor and get us a beer?
Bullet point. I mean, that's just changed everything.
It was number one in the... Okay.
Stay awake during the show.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones.
No, I'm serious. Chad, can you get us a beer?
Dressel Brew, what's happening?
We got no beer.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, man?
Hey, is my Skype working?
Yeah, it's working fine.
I don't know. You're on the landline.
Fuck it.
All right, we got Bub on the line, too. Bub, what's happening?
Bubster!
Bub!
I'm pretty sure my Skype is working.
Is that so, all you're calling
where the F is Zymergist, man?
Yeah, I don't know. Is he in there?
He hasn't been here all night.
All right, let me do that then. Let's do this real quick because I was kind of upset about it. Kind of pissed me off.
I've only heard things.
So, Zymer just did. He was on one of the other beer programs, which is fantastic. I love people getting out there and doing beer radio. You know, good for you. But he kind of threw us under the bus a bunch of the time, Doc.
Yeah.
Now I will say this. I will give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, and I will say he also said nice things about us. But he kind of went in there like, I don't know, it was mostly me. He really kind of threw me under the bus, a bunch of gay jokes and a bunch of he's a fag and this kind of shit, which I'll tell you what, doesn't bother me per se. I don't care what people think about me, and I certainly don't, I mean, whatever. I don't judge people in these kinds of ways. But... these are jokes that you make among friends.
I think it's great among the BN because it's all inside jokes. But you start getting in the outer realm,
and then it's not so funny, is it? I mean, I've said this before. I'll stand by it all the time. I don't think you should censor anything that you say if it's funny. If it's funny, you say it. If it's meant in good nature and it's funny, you go ahead and you say it. But the difference is when it's not funny, you don't say it. That's when censorship is... The only time censorship belongs anywhere is if it's not fucking funny. So...
who determines what's funny and what's not?
I do.
Here's what you're not really paying attention to.
Go ahead.
Zimer just doesn't have the funny filter.
Yeah.
He just blows off this shit and thinks he's funny. He's one of these guys who thinks he's funny, and everybody in the room looks at him and goes, "It's not even really funny, dude."
So do I give him a pass because of that?
Well, you give him the retard pass, yeah.
A demotion?
I am so sick of giving people passes. I got to say.
And say, dude, you're not funny. When you get the funny card, pay the funny card. But you don't have the funny card, you're a douchebag.
See, you're right.
We send the BN special squad over there.
You want to hear it? I got the clips, man. I'll play what he did.
Come on, you actually have what's going to drag on anymore? Come on.
I just got the clips of him throwing us under the bus. So, if you want to hear it.
Let's hear it. Okay, fine, I'll hear it.
Bring it on.
The thing is, I'm tired of giving people passes for being retarded. What I wish is that parents would raise their kids not to be fucking retarded so I don't got to give them passes all the time.
Yeah, Chad.
You know?
No, not you, Chad.
Who is this?
No, yeah.
Cat?
Work Chad over.
Justin.
And JP.
Justin.
Yeah.
Who is this cat?
So, here is a listener. He's been with us for a long time, and he's a nice guy. He's been to my home. I gave him a place to sleep when he came to the anniversary party. And,
Don't prelude it. That way.
Well, I'm just. Yes. I want.
Say
no,
that.
I have to.
This is. Let's go from there.
No, but I am going from there. I want you to know that I've invited the man into my home. This is. It kind of goes more in depth.
You're painting
than just
a picture
a,
that maybe we shouldn't. We shouldn't be seeing.
Well, you have to see the whole picture if you're going to evaluate whether or not.
Just the picture afterwards.
Let's hear it first.
All right. There's a couple of clips that were sent to me. Different things that he said. Here is him kind of throwing me under the bus in the gay way in one of his very first comments that was sent to me.
Now, we had talked about the Brewing Network. You know Justin?
Oh, I know Justin, even in the biblical sense.
All right. We got third on Justin.
Well, you know what I think we ought to do? Since we've been talking about the Brewing Network and all the good brothers over there, I think we need a drunk dial Dustin.
Who the fuck is Dustin, first of all? The guy can make jokes about me. He doesn't even know my fucking name. So...
I don't even understand the biblical sense comment.
Dude, what the fuck is
that
going
mean?
On here?
You don't understand what that means? No, when you know somebody in the biblical sense, it means you've had sex with them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Why would you say that about me on another program where people don't even know who I am? Like, if you said that on the BN, everyone would know
on the BN?
That you're being
What's
an
the fucking
asshole.
BN?
That's the program you're
that's
on.
That's where you are right
you're
now.
You're listening to or talking on.
That was the equivalent of calling me Dustin Roger, but whatever, we'll let it slide.
Pacheco, California?
You see what I mean? Like, if you were to say
the
something like that
here?
Among listeners, then maybe it'd be funny, like a little. But among other people who don't even know me, why would you say, like, yeah. Anyway, so that's number one. It just kind of leads up to it. It's a little thing. There's other things. Here's one about you, Doc. Here's where he chimes in about something that allegedly you said you were going to do.
Okay. Well, you heard what they're going to do with the Brewing Network, haven't you?
Wait. What you saying, man?
It's not copyrighted, is it? You can say it without them getting mad about the copyright infringement?
No, it's not. They put this out of the public airways, the public domain. No, they're going to get Doc to catheterize each and every one of them so they can sit there without having to get up for a piss break so they can all be catheterized.
Oh my God, no way.
What kind of dentist is he?
He's the kind of dentist that I don't think I want to go to.
Now, Doc, are you feeling what I'm talking about here?
Now you catheterize people.
First of all, I don't even remember if we did, I think there was a joke a long time ago where we said how great, because we're always having to take breaks to go pee, and we said how great it would be if we all had colostomy bags or whatever the fuck it was.
No, that's the other way.
Catheter.
Did we ever say, Doc, that you were going to walk around and personally
catheterize?
By the way, this is Zymergis's famous line. Well, I used to be a physician, so I know about these things. Was a fucking chiropractor, let's say,
it's
for number one. And second of all, it's catheterize. Okay. Doc, okay, did we ever say that you were going to walk around and catheterize us?
No.
Who are these other people?
I don't like the, well...
it's another show.
It's another dentist, it's kind of dentist I don't want to go to.
Now, Doc, you feel my pain. If it were on this program, fine, we're all friends here.
Yeah, right.
Jokes to be made. I've probably even said that I am concerned about going to you after a weekend of drinking with
obviously
us.
Obviously, he's talking to people on the show that don't know us.
So, what the fuck, man? You see what I'm getting at here? He's throwing us under the bus.
Doc under the bus. That's just not done.
Even though you're little enough to have it pass by you.
Exactly.
Even Schumann doesn't miss the wrath of Zymergist. Here's another clip for you.
Pick up the phone. We got caller ID or shit?
Now we do hate you.
This is when they were drunk dialing
later,
me.
Man.
He's be with his gay boyfriend.
Which one would that be?
Schumann.
Oh, my God.
Schumann's a gay one.
That was
huh?
a dig.
Schumann, you're gay?
So they, some way or another, my cell phone number's pretty available. It's out there. Yeah. Anybody can get it. They just drunk dialed me, which is kind of funny, actually. I think that's funny. And I didn't answer. I was sick. So I got the message later. It was a weird message. I couldn't even understand what was happening until I got this clip sent to me. But whatever, they were like, why didn't he answer? And the reason was, oh, he's with his gay boyfriend, which apparently is you, Schumann. You're my gay boyfriend. So, I don't know.
He's going to die.
No, not Schumann. Schumann.
I don't know why you're... try that one. Does that one work?
Hey.
There you are.
Hey. Yeah, first of all, I don't think anybody understands our love, much less Simon.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to talk about it, you need to understand it. Yeah.
It's just such a much... it's a deep connection, and he doesn't even... Why is he even speaking on it?
You shouldn't speak on it.
No.
Good answer, Schumann.
Yeah. He's going to die.
All right. And then finally, not only does he go through the cast of the BN, but he talks about you forum users as well. And apparently, forum BN Army, you guys don't like what Zymer just has to say about beer because you know he's right. That's the answer.
Does it leave nothing unscathed?
Here it is. Nothing is left unscathed.
Now, you told me you have a reputation over at the forum at the Brewing Network, our brew casting brothers. What kind of reputation is that? I mean, they love you over there and kind of shit? I guess you post
Well, it's a love-hate relationship. They love to hate me.
Oh, shit.
See, the problem is that
old jubilation
those
coming
people
down the line.
Don't like the fact old that jubilation. I have... kind of controversial and contravening ideas about brewing. The problem is that they know I'm right and they can't prove I'm wrong.
So people,
well, there ain't but what, two people over there that brew.
I've never heard somebody so fucking full of themselves.
Wait, there's only two of us over here that brew?
And there's only a couple of us over here that brew. That was the end thing that you heard, right?
Call him up. Yeah. Call him up.
I don't have his number. I could give a shit about this person. I don't have his number, but he's been kind of a friend of the BN and hanging out. Like I said, he's been at my home. He slept here. I gave him a place to stay. And why do you go through, like, throwing people under the bus with this kind of shit? So the reason I'm bringing this up is, man, what's rule number one of the Brewer's Code?
Don't be a dick.
Rule number two of the Brewer's Code?
I'm pretty sure it's don't be a dick.
What's rule number three of the Brewer's Code?
Wash your balls.
That's right. But rule number four is don't be a dick. I mean, I'm telling you, there could be a whole list of rules, but they're all summed up by don't be a dick. You know? And don't come onto my program with a smile on your face and act like a friend and go onto another program and throw everybody under the bus, man.
Yeah.
Forum users. Have you ever seen something in the forum where you were like, oh, I'm not going to respond to Zymergist because I know he's right?
So is that even on?
He's so right, and he's not right.
Is he even right about brewing?
Yeah, you're on, Roger.
Go ahead, Roger. You're on. You're there.
I just was checking. I don't know anything you say.
Bottom line is, like, brewers have this profession that we, as professional brewers, have grown into that it's about... And 99% asshole free.
Yes. And that's
this is something I read from Sam at Dogfish saying that he's in a industry that's 99% asshole free.
Yeah.
There's always that 1%.
I guess you're right. And we have to deal with it.
Well, you don't have to deal with it, you know, because that's the brewers. That's like, you know, when we're brewers, we get together and we hang out and we do what needs to be done. You know, we hang out and...
Which is brew beer.
Well, brew beer and actually present it to the people. You know, we're 4% of the market, so we're essentially fucked to begin with.
So you got
to
be good to each other.
We got to be good.
Yeah,
it's not about competition; it's more about promotion.
Everybody's got to be good to each other.
But you know, and that's what's so awesome about like hanging out with Urban from earlier and Carlo. They're just like, you know,
yeah,
they're doing the same thing that we do.
Yep.
In Belgium. But we're doing it here.
Don't shit where you eat. You know?
Shit weed.
Don't shit where you eat. You know what I'm saying, man?
No, it's I don't know what that means, but...
It means don't poop on the table.
Like, you know, it's like...
I'm saying I wouldn't shit.
It seems like the homebrewers are like, you know, at this point, like, you know, why are you guys fucking fighting? You know, just get together.
Well, there's no...
And no,
fighting.
No. I'll shut you off on your own show.
Pointing at
right now,
Rogers.
You
got
no. You serve. Need you guys need to get along. You need to get along. You got to promote the beer that we as craft brewers are actually producing.
Craft brewers,
yeah.
Because you guys are the
no. And it got a DeVita for him.
Not this one. I was going to go for dueling banjos. There would be a new. Choice.
Everyone in the chat's trying to nominate.
What are you
Roger
shutting me down with?
Week?
A banjo? Oh, I think it's there.
No, I'm serious, though. Do you understand where I'm coming from and what I'm trying to say?
And it's my point. Yes, I do. And this is why...
Okay, what is it?
This is why I'm bringing this up.
That Rocky
no, no, no.
Week.
No, no, no. What is it? What's... Bitch ass, buddy. It's going on the mic. It's going on the mic.
Oh, no.
You can't do that. You know what's wrong. And you're part of a brewer's club.
I know it's actually, wrong, but I know it's wrong.
Don't be a dick.
Not
you can pour
you
a beer on
have
that mic all day long and it'll still
question
work.
Answered.
Yeah? Let's not test that.
I know, but it's been done. The SM58 nearly inserted.
Roger's ass is coming out. Look, at the whole point here is I want to give Zyme the benefit of the doubt. He's been with us for a long time. But I can't sit by and ignore the fact that you go on another program and throw us under the bus. And that's really the point here. And I'm going to call you out on it because I think we all ought to be honest with each other here. So don't come onto my forum and don't come onto my show and be nice to everybody here and then throw us under the bus somewhere else. All right?
Salute
if I were to shake Roger's hand right here and say thanks for doing my program and look him in the eye and say I love having you over and I love it when you come and talk about beer with us. And then I went and met another brewer, and I said, hey, man, that Roger's a real fucking asshole.
You mean like Sully?
Guess who the asshole is?
No, wait.
I'm the asshole. Not Roger. I'm the asshole.
All
so you don't go to one place and make nice and then to another place and just kind of throw everybody under the bus.
And you don't question my and Justin's love and not expect to be put on the feelings counter.
How dare you?
Because it's bigger than that.
It's bigger.
It's bigger. Much bigger.
It's so big.
There's a lot of man love going on right now.
Do we have a guy on hold?
I don't know.
Yeah, we do.
Are you holding a guy?
I'm not even paying attention. Schumann?
I'm not holding a guy. What?
Dedicate this song to you.
Thanks, man.
Crazy bitch update.
Just
crazy bitch update.
Look, you're
but
ruining it.
Shut up for a second. This is a moment.
Your way. You want some lotion?
I know you. Your mom put a restraining order against me, but my love for you is stronger than that.
Yeah. I thought you would have picked Wind Beneath My Wings.
Schumann, you don't worry about that
sick
restraining
bastards.
Order. You don't worry about that. I'm not going to enforce it.
I'll walk right through it.
Walk right through my restraining order. I will break these handcuffs. This is the important part, Schumann. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I wish I had a burp.
Yeah. You take that, Zyme. You don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
You think it's just about...
You think you know, but you don't know.
You think it's just about ass sex and sucking cocks. It's not. It's about love. It's not about...
Dude, where'd you come from?
It's not about shit all over your dick.
You're way too sober.
And it's not about It's not about rainbows.
I think that's a dirty Sanchez in his mouth.
And being excommunicated from your family and your church. It's not about that.
It's not about.
It's about holding each other deeply until the wee hours of the morning, Zymergist.
Dude, stick that a little bit further in so you can shut the fuck up, Sanchez boy.
Ah, shit.
I feel like I could swim in your eyes.
I love my job sometimes, man. I gotta tell you right now. What a good gig. Alright, Bub. Anything else, man?
Oh, no. Is that a timer? What's that?
Shit. Dude, get this music off now.
Alright, we'll see you later, Bub.
I'll fart right now in this fucking hot studio.
Caller, who are we talking to here?
I put notes in there for you.
Oh, is this Crotch Rod?
From the land of the chicken disease.
Yeah, from Florida. Crotch Rod, what's happening, man?
Oh, what's up, buddy?
What time is it there, man?
Long time.
You know, Dustin, I love you like an ex-wife, only in the...
Who the fuck is Dustin?
In the biblical way.
According to Zymergist, I'm Dustin. He loves me like an ex-wife. I love that. Doc, I wish you had an ex-wife. We'd call her right now.
Yeah.
Drunk dialer.
She's so freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Hell, I talked to her at this point, man. I'm about, oh, God, I don't even know how many pints into a 9%er.
All right, fuck it. Crotch Rot's also drunk.
Go through a tunnel.
No.
You have to share it with, who is it, Milo?
And Roger.
And Roger.
I'm going through a tunnel, man. Fucking hang up with this.
I'm not drunk. I'm in a tunnel.
Yeah. You can't hear me properly because of the interference.
I'm actually speaking clearly.
That's it. Someone's getting cut tonight.
But it's a fucking tunnel.
Roger just turned emo kid right now.
Dude.
Love you.
I don't know what's worse. You guys singing it or fucking listening to it?
Comes. Human up.
So bad.
He is grabbing his balls
and cracks.
Right,
my lover Schumann. It's my lover Schumann,
you know,
singing that.
I went to Mexico when I was 16, and when this movie came out, and it was so huge, the family I was staying with wanted me to translate, to write down all the words to the soundtrack in English. And I had to listen to this fucking song like 25 times.
Were you angry about it? Like
I was really pissed.
Well, see, right now, I'm so damn hammered.
You're not pissed now.
Cry us a river.
You thought I played that for you?
I will.
Yeah, you know, because I told you I love you in an ex-wife kind of way. I thought that was for me.
No, I
played...
Dude, stop with the music.
This one's for
you. Stop with the music, seriously.
Crotch Rot, I dedicate this to you.
Hey, Crotch Rot.
I'm going to start letting some stink bombs
win beneath my wings.
Crotch, it's man love. There's enough to go around for everybody, dude. You should know that.
Dude, you're killing me.
You like
help
it,
us,
Bevo.
Help us.
Roger's jealous of mine and Schumann's love.
And Crotch Rot's.
I'm actually making stench that I've ever made before.
I'm trying to get away.
Look at the look on John's face.
My microphone is within the stench range. And I got to keep getting away.
You got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Our love will make it through the stench, Roger.
No, you're going to smell it on the air.
Oh, no. You're...
It'll be on the archives.
Think chocolate.
Think Labrador.
Look into my eyes, Schumann. This is the part where we make everything right.
no matter what happened in the past.
Yeah. The past, I don't care what they say about us.
Tonight's the night.
It's not about crusty mustaches.
No.
It's not about any of that.
Or crusty assholes.
I don't even care that you slept with Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care that Sasquatch showed up and you tried to steal her.
You know, I gave her my body, but I didn't give her my soul.
Your heart still belongs to my anus.
There was no kissing.
Your heart still belongs
so it didn't
to
count.
Your anus?
If you don't know what that means, Roger, you just haven't lived.
You don't know love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you do.
Yeah. You and your hetero marriage.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The only way to know love is it comes from a man's prostate.
That's enlarged one.
That's liquid. That's liquid
honestly
love.
Honestly, don't know what to say.
That's liquid love. Man.
And now I have to totally cut this show into two parts and everything. I got to get the whole end to another. Okay.
So I finally got to try.
Scott's still talking.
Those beers, man. I met Weasel.
Oh, so you got some sours from Weasel or what?
No, he brought me down some Russian River. He brought me down. Some 21A, but I'm not sure where that's from.
Oh, so you got some sours.
Right.
Oh. No.
No. Was it in a can?
Yeah, he brought me some 21A IPA.
Nice.
Sours.
No, that's good IPA right there. IPA.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
He also brought me some Stone, some Ruination IPA that was actually very, very good.
Yeah, Stone's good beer, too.
No, actually, am I talking?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking.
I mean, I don't know, are you?
I actually, I brought out some of Sean's beers to,
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, now you're not talking.
He's mouthing the words.
Okay, damn it!
I wasn't mouthing the words, I don't even fucking know the words.
What were you mouthing?
Something.
Yeah. Whoa! You're looking at me funny.
See, Roger, now Roger, you understand.
Now you know.
Now you know.
And I's
am
love.
I gay all of a sudden?
Yes! You
no.
are!
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm married.
You're always gay.
Nah, marriage doesn't.
No, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Marriage just hides it.
Yeah.
From the church.
Claudia!
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 Bye bye! Bye bye!
Tell me it ain't so!
Help!
Bye bye!
Look into my eyes, Roger.
Is this the Belgian meltdown?
Am I looking at gay boy one or two?
My eyes are like quicksand. They will never let you go.
The Belgian meltdown.
What was the question again?
I don't know. And Brian, you're on the Richards, what's happening, man? Richards?
Hey, man.
No, my butt's still on the line, you retard.
Snap.
You know what, Crotch? I got you both, you fucking douche. You think I don't have...
My butt is still on the line,
you
douche.
No, I was
going to
say...
You shut up for a second. Richards, what's happening?
Hey, guys.
What's happening, dude?
I'm totally giving you guys permission to just wrap the shit up, man. I can't go to sleep until you guys stop.
Thank you.
And you keep playing Whitney Houston songs, and it's like...
You like
it. Up out of bed, doesn't it?
You like it, though, don't you?
First time I called in,
dude, that's just gay.
I'm totally sober now. I'm wasted. Who's getting spanked?
That was Schumann, of course. My lover. All right, Crotch.
Weasel, I almost made him miss his flight.
He's still talking. He has no idea. All right, Richards. Thanks, man. I'm going to get out of here. You're right. I'm taking your advice. Later.
Thank
dude.
You.
Cheers. All right. Crotch, because you're a longtime listener, I'm going to let you in on the joke. I almost hung up on you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, jeez.
All right, I got to go, dude. But
I just wanted to say, you know, with the BN, you know, with the forum and all the guys, you know, it's a great thing because, you know, some of us meet up on the sides. Without you guys as a medium, that wouldn't happen. You know, I mean, I would have never met Weasel if it hadn't have been for you guys. I would have never had to get to sample some of those beers. You know, without it, you know, without you guys, that it would have never happened. It's a beautiful thing. But you know, even just the medium that you guys put together for us to get together.
That's and, you know what? That's you know, my favorite feedback. I gotta say, I love it when you guys kind of get together, get to meet each other. It's my favorite feedback. So thanks, my brother. That is awesome.
I got to say sorry to Weasel for me almost making him miss his flight. We were drinking over at Tampa Bay Brewing Company, and then we continued drinking. And
that must have been good.
There was a time change, and my ass didn't change the time on my clock.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting around drinking and drinking and drinking, and then I'm going, what time's your flight take off? And he's like, 8:30.
Oh.
And I'm looking at my watch going,
it's 8.
So we got 30 minutes.
Shit. Yeah, he'd have been fine.
And so he's like, what time is it? I'm like, we got 30 minutes till your flight leaves. He's like, well, how far are we from the airport? About 20.
Well, let that serve as a warning to you, BNers. You don't go meeting up with the fellas expecting like a half an hour of drinking time. Paxton, I'm going to punch you in your face
we'd already been drinking for a little while.
Yeah.
We'd actually been drinking for a little while. It was one of those, oh, crap.
Yeah, we got to go.
Okay.
All right, brother. Well, I'm glad, and I mean it. That is my favorite feedback when you guys get together and get to meet each other. So thanks for taking care of another brother.
Very good, Dustin. Love you.
Later, crotch rot. Asswipe.
Told you, Dustin.
Yeah, just like our friend Zymer just... You want me to do this plug, Paxton?
Nah, I don't. No, it's too late. Don't do that.
Is it too late? Should I not cover it now?
Hi. Do it. What the hell?
No, do it, because we have. There's something related to this. Yeah.
Paxton, I love you, man.
In a manly
Am I back on again?
He's just, Paxton's so excited about beer, it's unbelievable. He's just like a kid. He's like a kid where you're like all right, okay.
Are you talking about the beer?
I love it. You got to love that about the guy. All right, Firestone Walker Brewing Company. It looks like Toronado's starting to do a featured brewery night, and which is a cool thing.
They've done that for a long time, but...
But they never really kind of publicized that they're. It's like explicitly a featured brewery night.
They've always done it. It's always like down under.
Underground.
But you know,
like I always hear about it the night before it's about to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is so two nights before.
Yeah,
I usually hear about the day after.
Before. You do. Yeah.
You're in the know.
Yeah. All right. Well, it looks like Tuesday, March 25th. That is 2 days from now, from 5 to 9 p.m. Firestone Walker Brewing Company, which, as you all know,
from
is
9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
5 to 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Did I say? 5?
Yeah. You know. You said it just right.
Okay. 5 to 9 p.m. Firestone Walker Brewing Company, one of our favorites in California, and when I say one of our favorites, I'm talking top three here right now. We love these guys.
Right after Drake's and Pyramid.
Are you back at Drake's now?
I am back at Drake's.
Okay, then
the fuck are you laughing at?
Then
me?
I put
your
Drake's,
stupid face.
Then I put Drake's back in my top five, but only if Roger's back with them. Because if Roger's not with them, they're like number six. Parabola is going to be there. Abacus, barrel-aged barley wine, Saucer Full of Secrets, the beer that Paxton brewed with Matt Bernaldson. Amazing beer, Belgian strong ale.
Awesome beer.
It is really amazing. Union Jack IPA, Velvet Merkin, an oatmeal stout that they've done some amazing
barrel-aged.
Barrel-aged,
yeah.
I got a Velvet Merkin.
And then,
I bet you do.
And then on the hand pump, Double Barrel Ale, which is a cast-conditioned and so unfiltered.
And
so,
Matt will be in the house.
That's at the Toronado 547
Hate Street. And
Bernaldson's
going to be in the house.
In Sam, oh, is he going to be there? Tuesday?
Yes,
he's coming.
See, why do
these people? So meet the brewer.
That's another
meet
guy
the brewer
who could have come up on a Sunday. So what are you doing Tuesday night, Justin? Are we drinking again?
Everybody lost my fucking phone number, apparently.
Except for Zyme.
No, I text you every once in a while. I never get anything back.
Exactly. What did I do? All of a sudden, all these guys come to town. Usually get the message. I don't get the fucking
message. So here's how this goes. We have three posters. Mm. And one of them's printed correct, and the other two are off because the printer didn't match the paper.
Collector's item. They're going on eBay?
No, no. We're going to have Paxton sign them. And then if you email info@beerschool.com, we're going to keep everybody.
What is this?
It's a plug.
Plug it.
I'm providing the postage.
Hey, why plug away, John Foster. Okay. You don't worry about it.
Okay. He brought bacon. He can plug.
So anyway, send email to info@beerschool.com. Put Saucer Full of Secrets as the message title.
Yeah.
And at the end of the week, I'll put everybody into a...
Magic hat.
I'll pull out three listeners.
Do a random drawing.
So the podcast people have every bit of chance.
So you have four
as the live.
Listeners.
As the live.
Give the web address one more time.
Okay, it's email. So it's info@beerschool.com.
Okay.
And the
message title has to be "Saucer Full of Secrets."
Okay,
and if it's not, then I won't.
Then F you.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is ignored.
And as always, go to beerschool.com and check out their programming as well. Which you guys are doing what, 2-3 shows a month now?
Yeah, we're trying to do 4.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and we were going to do a super secret one, but now we're not.
No super.
Well,
secret
no, we'll probably still do it because it'll be funny, but it just won't be the same.
I see. Is that the April Fools?
Nah, now you gave it away. Oh. Yeah.
Super secret.
Way to go, jerk.
Damn it.
What are you thinking?
I'm so bad.
Yeah, so, but here's the thing. If you go to...
Fried salad?
No, we did that last year. If you go to...
did you ever know that you're my hero?
I did.
The wind beneath my balls.
I'm just checking. Just checking. Just want you to
thank God.
Wow, thanks. Can we wrap this up now and go eat shepherd's pie or whatever? The hell it is?
I would like to, except that Sean O'Sullivan is on the line.
Oh,
we can't.
Hi, Sully. What's happening, my friend?
Hi,
Sully. Dude, I started my day when you started your show in Lodi. I came back to Berkeley. I went and saw a great concert and had some food in San Francisco, and now I'm back home again, and you're still on the fucking air. What's going on?
Shoot, what happens when you're not here?
When you see me next time, please shoot me in the head, Sully. Let me do this quick with you, okay?
Hi.
Here's what I have from you. I'm glad that you called, because that's Roger snoring in here. Remember when you were on the program last talking about your rye beer, I said that our listeners should go ahead and submit names. And you didn't commit that you would take these names, but a couple of the listeners have gone ahead and submitted them. So are you ready for the names that have been submitted?
I'm ready as everybody else is.
Okay. I have to say a couple of them are actually pretty... See, now I'm going to... Sorry,
Doug. Was that Roger?
Yeah.
Was he looking for a job or something?
Hell on, bitch.
He's stealing my mic.
Okay. Here's what I got for you. The first one, which I like, it's probably my number two, I'm going to say. Especially because you're two blocks from Giants Park.
It's called Esteban.
Catcher in the Rye.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
That's a reference to the book, yes. Yeah.
See, I knew...
Yeah.
Yes, Sully, thank you. No, I knew you'd like that one, though, because you like a little bit of culture with your beer. So, Catcher in the Rye, and the same person put in 2-1A Ergot Ale.
Okay.
You know, whatever.
That's nice.
Yeah, so that's from Matt Fisher, and but Catcher in the Rye and 2-1A Ergot Ale. Okay, here's another one. This is from Brant. He gave us 3. Rocker Racer Rye. And he says that's because you have that gay-ass Vespa that you ride around while pretending to be a mod.
Oh, yeah, the gay Vespa, yes.
And it's like a mod thing to be Rocker Racer Rye. His other two names are Thunder Pussy Rye and my favorite of his three, Upper Decker Rye, which I like. Because who doesn't like a good Upper Decker?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen in your bathroom tonight with these guys there.
Yeah.
Roger, sit down.
Okay, Brew Jester sent in. Are you writing these down, Sully?
You were standing.
I got the notepad right out right now.
Good, okay. Brew Jester said, 2-1A's Raging Rye. That was his first one. And Big Head's Rye Red Ale.
Yes, the reference.
I don't know who that's in reference to.
That's in reference to the show that we're on right now.
Should be Big Head Red Rye.
Mason, a.k.a. Straight Cash Homie, he sent in the Reuben. You should just call it the Reuben. Which
I like that one, actually.
I do kind of like that. I mean, it kind of refers to something. It should be sour, too, because of the sauerkraut. But the rye bread thing, it's a good name, the Reuben. If it's not...
No, I like that one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you don't name the rye beer the Reuben, you should create a beer just to be called the Reuben. That's a good name.
Or I could call a sandwich that, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea.
Maybe a little Swiss cheese on it.
Okay. And my number two favorite, this is from Rob. Simply
what
Rob.
Is it?
Okay. Ready? Everybody ready? Drum roll, please.
Please.
Ball slapper. Oh.
That was the most retarded drum roll. You couldn't even help me out with like a little something, JP.
And we have a drummer
they were
in
doing
the room.
It just fine.
There you go.
Rat Pad Rye.
No.
You know what? I like that one.
So, if it were me, I'd go Rat Pad Rye
too.
If it were. Is this yours, JP?
Yeah, I submitted it up. It's a cultural San Francisco reference.
You go ahead. You say it.
It's Rhine Up.
Rhine Up.
Yeah, you know, like it's like a Chinatown beer.
Oh, Chinatown! That's great.
Okay.
So, you know,
all right.
You can do people's laundry at the same time while you serve them beer. That's another...
All right.
Okay. So, my two favorites, just if I could put in my 2 cents, are Catcher in the Rye.
And Rhino.
Like and I'll that tell one. You what, yes, that's a good one.
If it were my anniversary party, if it were June, I'd say Rat Pad Rye is a fucking done deal.
I kind of like that name. I think I'm going to run that up the flagpole and see what people think.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You mull those names over and post in the forum or something. Let us know. If you choose one of the listeners' names, then that's awesome. And if not, just let us know what the name is.
You know, I'm gonna hit the hay right now. I'll be up in about 8 hours. But can you wake me up with the show still?
Yeah, you got it. No problem. We'll still be on the air. And I'll tell you what. I'll have Roger call.
Have Roger call me because he's got nothing else going.
That's
on.
That's a last minute entry.
JP has a last minute entry. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead, JP. What an asshole! Go ahead, JP.
I didn't hear that.
He didn't say it. He choked. Go ahead.
Why not?
He loves him.
That
JP
was not from me, by the way.
Why not? That's pretty good. I'll give you that one, Jay. I won't even give you crickets.
Too.
That's not bad. Why not? Why not? That's not bad. I'll give it to him.
I'm fucking tired.
And I'll tell you what, if JP stands at your bar and does that to everybody who orders one, it would be even better.
Why not? Would I like that? Why Dude, not? My wife works there. Why not?
All right, Sully. Those are your
All
choices.
All right, hey, everybody, don't forget to go out and pick up the new Vampire Weekend. Great album. Okay. Great show. See when it comes across the country.
Okay.
That's my plug.
What?
All right, I'll give you that. Vampire Weekend, new good band. I actually like them. It's a good band.
It's a goth band.
And Sully went and saw them tonight. They're not a goth band. Although they do sound like one, don't they?
Sounds like a goth.
Yeah. No, they sound like Paul Simon, but younger.
Why is he still with us?
Yeah.
Why is he still with us?
All right, Roger. Put the belt back on and sell some kegs.
Thanks, Sully.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, brother.
Hey, we'll the show's sounding great.
Hi.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Later. It sounded great at 11 fucking 15 in the
we're
evening.
All gay.
I'm so tired.
You know what?
We 11:15.
We couldn't have gone this long if I didn't catheterize people.
I don't even know what that is. I just thought I'd throw some stupid song.
It was
in
pretty zazzy.
Yeah.
All right. Had a lot of zazz to it.
Are we done?
Yes.
I'm so done.
Doc, you don't have to go home yet, do you?
Doc, that's a microphone. Not a
we still got food.
You know, one of those things.
Look at that look he's giving me.
What is
he
that,
just gave
a
you
porch?
The look of the devil like, F you son of a bitch.
You know, I'm brewing real that's early in the morning, too.
You'll be fine.
Oh, anniversary party update, Jay.
I'll tell you what you need. You need a stout, 2 egg yolks, and a little bit of sugar. You'll be fine.
I'll be rocking, dude.
Yeah, you'll be in good shape.
Jay, why go to bed, Doc? Come on, why go to bed?
I have no anniversary update, man.
I just promised people that you would say something.
No, you're right. So my primary location, they can't accommodate us. So
ain't happening.
Ain't happening. So we are on to plan B right now. I can't announce the date until I have a location because, you know, if they can't accommodate it. So I'll tell you this. Here's what I know. The 14th is my number one. So an 80% chance that it is going to be on June 14th. It's a Saturday. My backup date is June 7th, the Saturday before. But I'm really pulling for the 14th. I just got to get the right venue and the right place. And I thought for sure that the one place was going to make it happen, and it just didn't. So stick with me.
Down.
I will try to give you an affirmative by next week. I've been working on it and working on it and working on it. It's just tough to get an okay. And I want it to be the best possible place for you guys. Yeah. So,
Roger, what do you got?
Let me...
I got
have it at Roger's place?
Yeah.
Two balls
and a microphone.
I think his wife's got this place we could probably
I got a
have.
Big dick and some ass.
Hey, I just want
to
thank...
We're talking to people. Don't worry.
I just want to thank everybody real quick.
You can do it at Drake's if you want.
I think, you know, people were breathing and their hearts were beating here and their blood was flowing. And I just think it's really special. And I want to thank...
They kept it going.
Up,
they just kept it going.
Everybody. Yeah, it was just fantastic. And just thanks a lot. And I have a final question. Sean, when you use Belgian candy sugar in the last part of the boil, how does that make you feel about the beer?
It's like giving
What does
love.
That mean?
I don't know. I was hoping Justin would cut me off so I didn't have to finish it.
Yeah. Well, I always thought that, you know, you play that kind of music and you put some dark candy syrup in there.
Oh, here it comes.
He said dark candy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody else you want to thank,
we
JP?
We need some Barry White, actually. Come on, Justin. Barry White.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm doing too many things.
This doesn't do it to me, you know. Right. Barry White, you know.
We are outie.
No,
hey, please visit our sponsors and take care of them because they've been taking care of you, and they've been taking care of you for a long time.
Right,
so,
beside, right
give them
before
some
I fart into this microphone.
Let them know where you heard about them and that you thank them for supporting the program because they're doing a great job of bringing this program to you week after week. You can get books, podcasts, and shirts available through the Brewing Network store. Just go to thebrewingnetwork.com and click on store. Buy Brew Your Own magazine through the link on our site. It's a big red banner. You just click on it. You go there. You get yourself a great magazine. It helps us. It helps you. You can, for free, if you got no money, you can click on those ads that rhyme with frugal. You just click them, and it's free, and it's easy, and it costs you nothing, and it helps us, and all of that stuff, everybody. Sign up for the AHA. Keep supporting the BN, and keep drinking beer and taking care of each other. That's what's most important. We'll see you later, everybody. Cheers.